New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Hypothalamic Amenorrhea Podcast. I'm Dani Sharif, your host, certified fertility awareness practitioner, functional nutrition counselor, and founder of the HA Society, and of course, an HA recovery coach who has walked where you currently are walking. This is the place to come if you care about getting your period regularly. This podcast aims to educate, inform, and keep you motivated on your period and HA recovery track. So let's dive in. But last thing, nothing on the show should be taken as medical advice, so please seek the advice of your physician. So over a year ago, I created something called the 7-Day HA Recovery Commitment Challenge, and I've been running it for over a year. It was this free email-based challenge, so lots of reading, but you would get an email every day for 7 days to help you overcome and tackle the different but important areas that you need to be checking off in order to get your period back. Now, over time, I have collected some really great feedback, and upon working with all of these wonderful, amazing women, really started to learn even more about what works and what doesn't. And so I'm excited to be introducing to you guys the updated version. It's called the 7-Day HA Recovery Kickoff, and it is totally designed to help you not just commit to the process and have all of your ducks in a row in terms of important factors that need to be tackled and issues that need to be overcome in order to get your period, but the whole thing is now based in video. So you can listen/watch, and every day for 7 days, we will tackle nutrition. There's actually 2 days of that because it's so big. We'll tackle lifestyle, we'll tackle exercise, your support network, your mindset game. Each video goes from anywhere between 12 minutes and 5 minutes, so it's not very long, but you'll get all of the most important areas and the best tips and strategies for how to implement them. Because I know that going through recovery is hard. There's always an area for each person that is a little bit difficult to execute on. And so the goal, or maybe a lot difficult. So the goal of this challenge is to help you have the awareness, the self-awareness, and the tools and strategies you need to overcome each of the different issues that AHA recovery faces for us. So get on it. It's great if you're at the very beginning of recovery or if you're halfway through. I mean, we never know how far through we are until it's over, do we? But no matter where you're at, it can be a really good opportunity to check in and look for blind spots and areas where you might be dropping the ball in your nutrition, in your lifestyle, in, you know, maybe it's your support network that's a problem. Maybe exercise is something that you are still struggling with making changes to. So check it out. Go to thehasociety.com/7-day-challenge, or the link will be on the website. So it may be in the show notes of this show. It may not be. Just go to thehasociety.com and you'll find it in the footer, or you'll find it in the pop-up that happens when you visit the page. And we will see you for day one of the challenge.
This is Maddie from Virginia, and you are listening to the Hypothalamic Amenorrhea Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. We're chatting today about mineral testing for HA, because we actually just have been talking about this more and more and more, and we've been working it into our practice more and more for various reasons. And we really do get a lot of questions about it. Like, people are always like, oh, what's that? You know, how is that helpful? Can we get it? That kind of thing. So today we want to introduce HTMA, hair tissue mineral analysis, testing for minerals in general, why minerals are important in recovery, all that good stuff.
So I kind of want to put Ashley on the spot a little bit and kick it over to her. Cause I feel like, I mean, I could have a crack, but I feel like you would have a good sort of spiel ready to go on like the benefit of minerals and mineral testing and why we do it.
Yeah. You know, let me pull up, cause like I actually have this, because like I actually just recently presented this to our community and I was like, you know what, why don't I just be logical about this so I can share with some linear thoughts. Is that even possible?
Yeah, do it. And I will say actually, too, like, so people know.
Yes.
While you pull it up. Oh, you got it? Okay.
Yeah. So one of the things that people are like, well, what's the difference between this and what's the difference between blood? And just to be clear, like this isn't to replace blood tests. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like this is a very complimentary service. If you've been around here, you know that Danny and I and Mishi are not about ordering super expensive functional tests for HA. For if it's a straightforward HA case, shocking. Your Dutch test is going to say low to nothing. It's going to say you're in menopause. Okay. I will say, you know, something that's interesting about the Dutch test, even though that's not what we're supposed to be talking about, but here goes my brain, is that, you know, just like the cortisol, like some people truly need to see that their cortisol is out of whack because they have normalized their stress. And so when they see it plotted and when they see their cortisol awakening response and like they're just like, damn, like I can't just say everything's fine anymore. So I will say that that's helpful. You know, recently we tried with like the dried urine with a Neato and it just wasn't our favorite for many reasons. We've had meetings with them. They did not.
Yeah. I mean, that's a whole other like,
yeah,
side tangent, but yeah, while anyone's listening, if you've been considering like the at-home test strips for your HA, it's a no from us.
It's a no from us. Yeah, just for many reasons. And maybe we'll record a podcast on that one. But all this to say is that we do find the HTMA very affordable in itself. It's generally the reading that is expensive because it's from the practitioner, but you know, it really is the most affordable one and it gives you an insight into your mineral deficiencies caused by HA. Because let's be real, nobody gets through HA with all their minerals intact and at great health. You wouldn't have HA if like you had great health. So really and truly what we're looking at is that what is happening at the like cellular level, right? And so if we are seeing massive amounts of calcium in your hair, and it's leaving the cell and it's in your hair, like that's calcium that needs to be in like your bones and your teeth and your nails and stuff like that. Why is that important? Because most women who have HA also are at risk for osteoporosis, osteopenia. You know, there's just so much that like we could basically understand from it. And that's why I think it's just helpful for us to kind of like take a look at what your mineral profile looks like, because really and truly it's your stress signature, right? And how many questions do we get? It's like, is it stress? Like, yes, the answer is yes. It's always stress. You know what I mean? And so I think that, again, like the cortisol awakening response, you know, this helps us kind of like give an idea, because overall, like stress drives magnesium and potassium out of the cell. And honestly, we don't have enough time to even go into the many functions of magnesium and potassium, but it's so related. Plus people be supplementing like crazy people. The like amount of like supplements that people come to, I think I had one chick, she had like 10 supplements and we had to spend 20 minutes going through and be like, you don't need this, you don't need this, you don't need this, you don't need this, you don't need this. You know what I mean? And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm only like, how much did she spend on supplements? So think about this. They're generally between like $38 to like $50 per supplement. And she had 10, that's like $500. That is insane. And yet she still didn't have her period back. You know what I mean? So that's the other reason why we do this, is to have like a really targeted approach. But generally what we see is that stress drives magnesium and potassium out of the cell, right? And then sodium starts to rise and it'll get so high that like, which doesn't mean that you have a lot of sodium. It means that there's a sodium loss. And then it completely falls once we have depleted the source. Side note, maybe you guys have done this, but I specifically remember, I didn't know what was going on in my HA journey, but I know that this was it because I was carrying salt in my purse. I was that crazy person. I have a picture in Sedona where my friend was like, did you just pull a salt grinder out of your purse? I was like, I absolutely did, because I just couldn't get enough of it. Shocking. I was heavily depleted. I don't know. Did y'all do anything crazy with salt, or maybe crave chips or like?
I mean, I would never not salt food, but I wouldn't say, yeah, I wouldn't say that I had a really strong draw to it, but I think that I also might have just not noticed. Like, you know, I feel like I might have not noticed.
I was a psycho who, towards the end, because I wanted to be at my leanest, would have seasonings, like salt-free seasonings. I just can't with myself.
Too funny. Yeah, I'm like Danny. I just don't think I noticed. Certainly was salting my food a lot, and I enjoyed it. I mean, I still do, but I wasn't bringing it in my purse, bringing other things in my purse. Let's say that.
Okay. So are you saying that like, I'm like the only crazy person? I can own that.
No, I also was crazy too. I brought other things in my purse, like peanut butter. I brought like my own milk to coffee shops.
Oh my gosh. Like, I used to bring my own salad dressing. We should have an episode. What did you bring in your purse?
Yeah. That could certainly fill an hour.
Oh, okay. So back to my whole thing. Sorry. Side note. But then like the last part of it is that we see calcium start to like really, really increase. And it like really starts to gather in like the tissues as a last ditch effort to protect the cells from chronic stress. And I think that this is interesting because I just got a client's HTMA back and she doesn't think she's stressed. And man, it's so hard because you really have to like put aside your own bias of, is she eating enough? Has she gained enough weight? And you really have to ask yourself, well, what is the body saying? And over, I just kept circling back to like, if this is stress, you gaining another 40 pounds is not going to help. Sure enough, she has a calcium shell on her HTMA, which is an indication of chronic stress. Like her body is like, I have to protect myself from you. You know what I mean? So it's just like, it's just wild what we can kind of like see. And some of the imbalances that we see on an HTMA test is from supplementing like a crazy person, which was also me. I know, Mishi, you had a small cabinet. What were some of the supplements that you were like just wildly taking, like just like a wild person?
Number one, which was, now I'm looking back, it's just like, I can't believe I was taking that every single day because it's a binder, was charcoal. I'm sure I had a reason. There was probably a reason why I was taking it every single day. And like blindly supplementing iodine, because like I was like, oh, this is my HA is my thyroid. That's why my period is missing. And I was like, how do I fix my thyroid? Iodine. Without even knowing if I was actually deficient in iodine or not. Those are just like two that I know are really dangerous to be taking without having any understanding behind if I was deficient or if I should be taking it. Just,
you know, one that I see a lot of, and I'm gonna have to check with this client, so this is helpful because then I'm gonna like work through this before I chat with her, is that vitamin D supplementation is so common, and it can also cause a calcium shell as well, right? Which is like wild. And like, there's just so much to it. So a lot of people be like, well, I'm taking K2 and vitamin D. And I'm like, I get it. But do you realize that you need like vitamin A and potassium? You know what I mean? And I'm gonna have to double check with, like, I need a chart. because it's like in my head, but I need a flow chart and, you know, print it out, you know.
I know minerals do get kind of confusing.
Well, I will say that. It's just because they're all interconnected. Hence why supplementing blindly tends to cause other chain reactions. You know what I mean?
Y'all, we have been trying to record this for like 30 minutes. So here we go. Take 580.
Hey, did you know that we support people with HA, low progesterone, anovulation, short luteal phases, and all of the types of challenges that come up with infertility?
Danny and I are practitioners that have helped hundreds of women beat HA, regain fertility, and get pregnant naturally.
Mm-hmm. We are here to break the status quo of spending tens of thousands of dollars on IVF treatments for women who have issues that can absolutely be solved naturally.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. So we do this with our signature program that restores ovulation to regain healthy menstrual cycles. And if you're ready, get pregnant completely naturally.
Mm-hmm. On top of our one-on-one sessions, our fertility program even includes a styling session with Samantha Dawn, who is a body positive stylist. She's also our personal stylist.
Yes.
And an expert in helping you to dress your new and nourished body.
This is so important that we don't even need to convince you on how important this is. We want you to relearn how to nourish your body, claim your fertility, and feel confident in your clothes as your body changes. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be painful.
No, yeah, exactly right. It doesn't have to be painful. With a little bit of guidance and support, you can absolutely do this. So if getting your cycle back and if feeling good about the process, if getting pregnant naturally is something you want to do, if you don't want to spend tens of thousands of dollars on medical treatment for something that you don't have to, we have just the place for you to go. So go to thehasociety.com/coaching to learn more about who we are, what we do, and apply today.
Yeah. We looked forward to supporting you.
That was good. Do you like that one?
Yeah, okay. I do like that one. That one's way more us.
Yeah. Boom. There you go.
But yeah, but basically like boron and K2 actually helps keep the calcium in bones and teeth. So just think about this. Most of us are like supplementing with vitamin D, right? Our stress is out of control because we're freaking out about our body changing. Like I feel it. You know what I mean? I feel you with this, right? You know what I mean? And what we really need support with are the things that we're actually is not even on our radar, right? Hence why the HCMA really kind of comes in and be like, actually, you don't need to be supplementing with vitamin D. We actually need to look at your magnesium and your boron levels. Mm-hmm. It's just wild. It's just been a wild world. And I would like to preface this with, we firmly believe that you can recover without an HCMA test. We say that to
everyone. I was just about to ask that question.
Oh, yes. Annie recovered without an HCMA test. I recovered without
an HCMA. True, actually. Remember, I did have an HCMA.
Oh,
you always forget that. Yeah, I did. I did do one, but it wasn't, it didn't. You know, it kind of came up for me with like to take some chlorophyll and like some magnesium and things like that. I don't attribute its pure success to like finding supplements that I needed to take. But I think what it did do was help sort of identify which foods I needed to double down on. And then I doubled down on that. And by proxy, there is a calorie improvement there. But I think that the HTMA piece of it was helpful for getting my cycle like on track faster and being ready for pregnancy, not particularly long after recovery. Yeah, it was just a good time.
Yeah. Mishi didn't have one. I didn't have one. Danny did have one. So, y'all, it's like hard to remember whenever you black out. Okay. True. I'm surprised I didn't have an HCMA test. I probably would have if I would have known, because I had everything, including an MRI. You know what I mean? Like, let's be real.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But to be clear, a lot of our clients, before we even introduced this, were still recovering. So this is I don't want you to feel like, oh my gosh, if I don't get this, this is the missing piece. No, the missing piece is still likely your food. However, if you are a person that you feel like stress is truly an issue, I do think it is beneficial. Like my current client, when I present to her that she has a calcium shell, you know what I mean? Like, we're going to have to talk through some things.
Or if you're the type of person who you're just like, I'm not stressed out.
Right.
If you're on both ends of the spectrum, this would be great for you.
Very true. Very, very, very true. Right. And so I don't know. I think it's just interesting because yes, this gives us unique insight. And also you still have the same basic needs as every other human.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like sodium, potassium, calcium, and magnesium. You know what I mean? Like you're still going to be working on those first four like foundation minerals. It just may be a little bit different, but I think like that's just something that someone should keep in mind, is like you're still probably going to need to work on that. That's, you know what I mean? And being that like now you fall into the HA like category, there's a reason why there's a type. You know what I mean? There's a reason why we're, you know, so yeah, I think it's just been wildly helpful. And especially with the cases where they have truly checked all the boxes and they still not recovered, this is where I'm like, let's not waste time and let's just go ahead and get this started. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. I think it is great for those like tougher cases. And I think it's also great for the ones kind of like we said, who said that they're like, oh, I'm not stressed out, or my life isn't that stressful, or people whose lives are super stressful. Mm-hmm. And they're in denial about that. Or it also is helpful for anybody who has like, I know for me, I came from like the ketogenic diet and I thought this was like end all be all, mm-hmm. the holy grail to health and bringing in carbs. I think if I would have had, you know, something like that when I was going through my recovery, that like you can see that there is a huge need for like potassium and sodium and those things. Where do they come from? Root vegetables, from carbs, yeah. Things of that. Probably, I don't know, I can't go back, but would have helped take the emotion out of the thing that I had to do. I think kind of Dani has like a really similar, like with her HTMA, it helped probably add in some foods that like, you know, she was avoiding as well. So I think it's helpful for that. So it's certainly case by case, but yeah, not something that you're going to need to recover, but case by case, it's great.
I mean, we've had some really interesting ones. One, this chick, she had super high mercury. And I was like, oh my gosh, like what is going on? Sure enough, she was eating tuna every single day from a mm-hmm. can. And it's not
that we had one with high uranium too, like really through the roof uranium.
Yeah.
Which, yeah. And I was like, do you drink well water? And she did. I mean, yeah. To switch her to a Brita filter.
Yeah. I was like, this is something, you know, like I had one that had really, really high copper. And I'm not here to say that that's the only reason why, but she 100% is a very unique case. And I am glad that we were able to see, because copper can get really strange, actually. You know what I mean? Like that can get really, really strange in terms of like how it impacts a person. That one, I mean, she didn't have a copper IUD, but if you read the stories of women on a copper IUD and they're pretty much have gone mentally insane, for lack of better words, I'm sure I could probably find a more appropriate term. You know what I mean? But like it's wild because like the amount of copper also creates other imbalances, right? So, I mean, I think it just goes to prove that like there's a balance for a reason. You know, and you can't go through chronic restriction and think that you're coming out pretty balanced. It's just like, probably not going to happen.
No, 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 no.
What do you guys
so love I feel about? Like, I mean, I feel like this has been a really good intro. So my final question would be like, For someone listening who thinks, oh, we have already kind of addressed this, but for someone listening who thinks, oh, maybe that's all I need, right? What do we say to that? And then we can suggest how people can get the test. So yeah. So if I said to you, you know what, maybe that's like my missing piece. What do you say to that?
I stay curious. I mean, like, I don't really think it's the exact missing piece, but I think it's helpful. Kind of like what you said, you know what I mean? Like, I think it all kind of just depends. I think if you have low hanging fruit, you have low hanging fruit, and taking magnesium is not going to overcome the low hanging fruit, right? I think it's one of those things where it's like, also to this point, and here's another tangent coming on, you know, potassium doesn't mean that you supplement with potassium. It means that you eat more foods with potassium.
Mm-hmm.
This is not just a supplement recommendation. Just because you're low on calcium doesn't mean that you start taking calcium. That's actually not what we would ever suggest. It means that, hey, let's address your fear of dairy, you know what I mean? Or other calcium rich foods, right? So to your point, I think it could be helpful. And I think it's all based on the mindset of who's ever ordering it. But I do think it can guide you in addressing possible beliefs about food and how your body is responding to it. Like, you mentally feel this way about dairy, but your body feels this way about being low on calcium. Mm-hmm. Like, you may feel like carbs are the devil, but your potassium is absolutely depleted.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So yeah. I just think it's, yeah.
I also think, like, if you're the person who's asking that question, like, also check back in with yourself and know yourself. Like, do you have the tendency to kind of like deflect other things, like go down other rabbit holes so that you don't have to address the HA? Like, do you know this about yourself? Like, are you avoiding something and trying to find something else to tackle? So I think that's a really good, like, reflective question to ask yourself as well. Like, when you're thinking about, do I need XYZ? What was your other question, Danny?
Yeah. And then I was just going to share, like, how and where people can get
the test. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So a couple things. There are different providers for these tests, but different practitioners are trained in reading different tests. So you'll probably want to order it through the person that you want to help you interpret it. Because we've had people be like, oh, I have an HTML, I'll send it through to you. But it's just not the same as the one that we would use. I think that that's sometimes important. It's not always a problem, but it sometimes is. And we can give it for existing clients or members of the HA Society. So if you want that test, you're welcome to come and do it through us. And we do have a webinar that runs pretty regularly. It's a masterclass. If you go to our website or go to the hasociety.com/masterclass, we go through, it's our HA to ovulation free training. We take you through case studies, how we've helped women recover, the key foundations you need to have in place for recovery, how to track progress recovery. But we also offer anyone who attends that the opportunity to get a free HTMA through us. So if that's something you're interested in, those are your options. So again, that's, you can join the HA Society and it can be an add-on for you to get this test. You can book up, you can hire us as coaches and have it be an add-on for you, or you can do the free training and potentially get it for free if on the other side of that, you also choose to hire us. So those are three ways that you can get the test that we recommend if you want us to help you interpret it. Would anyone add anything else to that?
No, you nailed that. Sweet. Very linear. Way yeah. Better than my rambling.
Perfect.
Sometimes the tangents are good, though. Tangents take it to places like where, you know, some people would have not understood it unless you added the context.
So it's tangents good. Are important. It's
they
just,
are.
I just, my job is just to tie it up in a bow at the end. So love that for us. Thank you guys for joining us and embarking down this journey of hair tissue mineral analysis. go nerd out on it more, go learn about it. We actually also have a blog post about it. I think it's called HTMA Testing for HA Recovery. So I'll try to put that in the show notes. And yeah, enjoy. Thank you so much for joining us, and we hope to see you next week. And everyone have a great day. Bye.
Bye.
Hey there, it's me, Danny, and I want to tell you about Temp Drop as a fertility awareness method tracking option. So many of you guys know that we actually recommend the fertility awareness method both as you're going through recovery and 100% after you have gotten some cycles back and you're starting to move forward for the rest of your reproductive years. So Temp Drop itself is a wearable fertility monitor, and we love it. It's a wearable device, so you put it around your arm and you can use that instead of taking your temperature manually with a thermometer each morning. So I'm personally a big fan of the manual tracking. All of us at the HA Society are, and that's the method that we use, you know, just using a good old thermometer. We use that with our clients because it's the best way to use it as a diagnostic tool as a practitioner. And it's also the best way to ensure if you're trying to avoid pregnancy that you don't get pregnant. However, manual temping for many reasons is just not always an option. When you're in the middle of recovery, again, we do recommend manual temping, but once you're cycling, the Temp Drop is actually a really great hack. So it gives you basically everything you need to effortlessly track your fertility status, like where you are in your monthly cycle. So you wear the Temp Drop sensor while you're sleeping for accurate basal body temperature readings without the stress of early morning wake-ups. So I personally love this because with a toddler, my wake-up times are all over the place, and the occasional sleep disruptions make using an oral thermometer a lot more difficult. So Temp Drop's accompanying charting app enables you to track an array of symptoms alongside your basal body temperature. This includes tracking your cervical mucus if you've been using OPKs, and then it also gives you sleep insights too. So you can combine these fertility signs all in one place, and that will help you identify your fertile window, confirm ovulation, plan for your period, and if you're trying to get pregnant, you know, identify whether or not you are pregnant. So whether you're trying to conceive or avoiding pregnancy, or you want to chart for health reasons like HA recovery, making sure your cycle is not slipping back in the HA direction, Temp Drop makes fertility awareness accessible to all women, even if you don't have regular cycles or sleeping patterns. So track your ovulation in real time with the Temp Drop, and we are lucky enough to have a 15% off code. So if you go to their website, they're usually having a sale, but you can stack this code on top of the existing code. So just go to tempdrop.thehasociety.com and use the code AFHASociety. I think too, if you just go to tempdrop.com and use AFHASociety at the checkout, that will work too. So happy temping and good luck.
This episode is brought to you by Grassland Nutrition Beef Liver Capsules. Did you know that in terms of nutrient density, beef liver actually blows vegetables and fruits out of the water? If you're a client of mine, you have already been instructed to eat beef liver either fresh or in capsule form. I recommend it for anyone and everyone who is, of course, dealing with amenorrhea and fertility challenges out there, but I may even recommend it for just everyone in general. Get your husbands on it, get your partners on it. If you have a history of HA and add on top of that maybe a history of the pill, maybe you've been pregnant before, you know, through treatments or other, like you've just, your body's been through anything, you know, you're absolutely 100% dealing with a nutrient deficiency of some kind. And while it's true that testing is going to be the best way to understand those exact deficiencies, eating nutrient-dense, real food is going to be one of the most important next steps that you take with or without testing. So I've been using and recommending Grassland Nutrition Beef Liver Capsules for years now, and the capsule form makes it so easy to get your liver in every day, and I appreciate the transparency of this product in particular above others. So in case you're wondering, it's completely natural, This is freeze-dried beef liver in capsules. It's organic. It's made from Australian beef. And my favorite of their products is the liver with kelp because of the iodine from the kelp, which is important for overall thyroid function, which is often low in women with underperforming hormones. So rather than eat seaweed snacks every day, I get to take this beef liver with the kelp for my iodine. So if you're recovering or working on a fertility journey right now, do not skimp the nutrient-rich source of beef liver. Get 10% off your order with the HA Society and support your favorite podcast along the way. They ship to most countries, so you should be covered. Just go to grasslandnutrition.net and use HA Society, just HA Society, at the checkout for the 10% off. That's grasslandnutrition.net with the code HA Society.
Thank you so much for listening today, guys. Please subscribe to the podcast, and if you could head to iTunes specifically and leave a rating or review, that would help so much because it makes it easier for other people with HA who are Googling around to find the podcast really easily. So if you do that, you're doing a service to all of the women.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.